Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Hello, good morning. This is Pastor Chaco, Life Eternal Ministries, Word of Eternal Life. Today we are going to be talking about the faith in Jesus. When Christ was on the earth ministering, not all his people in Israel believed in him as he is the Christ. Christ means Savior, Messiah. But those who put their faith in Jesus, he healed them. Now we are going to read a portion in the Gospel of Matthew where Jesus heals a leper. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 onwards. When he came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with a leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately he was cured of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them." Amen. We thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful word. God, speak to us through this word, and your Holy Spirit speak to everyone who listens. In Jesus' name, amen. When we read this portion, we see that people were following Jesus all over the place, like a mob was following. Some were following just to see what he does, the miracles, just to see the miracles. Others, there were at least few for help and need. There is some who recognized Christ, Jesus as the Christ, whom the nation of Israel was waiting for, the coming of the Messiah. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, has been born according to the scriptures. The scripture has been told to the Israelites that a person like Moses will be born. A man in the human form, God will send a son, and that person will save them from their problems. Now, they misunderstood, possibly, that Jesus will come and suffer, just like the prophets have said. Jesus had to suffer first for his people and for the nation and for the world. Then he will come back the second afterwards to establish the kingdom. People followed Jesus. A leper is not allowed to come in the public place. A leper is outcasted, and from the society, they have to stay out of the camp. But this leper courageously come out and knelt before Jesus. See, Jesus is coming out from after Matthew's gospel describes he had the message on the mountain that he was speaking. Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7 ends with Jesus teaching on the Mount, Sermon on the Mount. And then as he coming down, we see this people continue following him. This is the time the person who we read here, the leper, also came down. Amen. And Mark also described this event in Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to 45, that we can read the same incident take place. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees. If you are willing, you can make me clean. Praise God. And filled with compassion, Jesus reached out to his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them. Come on. This is exactly the same thing Matthew also has documented here, that the leper was told, you don't tell anyone, but go to the priest and do the sacrament that he was supposed to be done. But at this leper, with his great faith in Jesus, he comes out and he falls before him. He kneels down. He knows he can be cured. The people can come, and before he get cured, he can be chased away. But once he's healed, they cannot do that. Notice this leper had such a faith in God, and he believed in Jesus Christ as the Messiah, and he comes down, and he kneels down before him, and he begs for healing. Praise the Lord. He says, Lord, if you are willing, then you can make me clean. See, the willingness is from God. Now, God, Jesus, is merciful. Okay? Jesus reached out his hand and touched him. You see, no one touched a leper, because leprosy can be infectious and very, very infectious. That's why those days they have to be living outside the camp. But Jesus reached out and touched him. Well, I am willing, he said, be clean. See, Jesus, as outside as a human, as perfect human being, but inside he is God. His touch has a power. He is the man, he is the God who created us. He is the God who made the universe. He is the God who created our body, our organs, our ligaments and our tissues. Everything in the body is God made us. It is our willingness. It is our willingness. Do you want to be healed? It is yours and mine. Jesus can do this for you. Then Jesus told him, perform the ritual for as it is written into the law. Amen. And told him, don't tell anyone. So he is God. He wants to touch him, his creation. The God wants to touch us, so, but we have to be available. That is one out of the other reasons, such as salvation, we need to get close to God. He came to seek us who were lost from God. In the book of Isaiah, we read that we went astray from God, we sinned against God. Psalms 14:54, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, their deeds are vile, there is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. See, this is the condition of the humanity. We are fallen victims of sin. We have fallen from our glorious position, where Adam and Eve was created in perfection, in beauty, in shining like with a light on them, and I believe they had a covering on them, which covered them with a glory which is called the glory of God. That glory disappeared the moment they sinned. The glory just wiped gone. They become weaker. Their body became not able to perform the things that they were, the body was created for, their mind became polluted. Their mind cannot think right. They have lost the connection with God. Their physical condition became very, very weird. The health is coming down. And one day they will die. Praise God. Now they are spiritually dead because of the sin. Now one day they will die physically. Man was not made for that purpose. Amen. So now what happened to the leper? Where is this leprosy come from? It is from a bacteria called Macrobacterium leprae. Praise God. Like in the school, in my profession, early profession was a pharmacy and medicine, and I've studied this about diseases and their pharmacological therapy. And you see, the Satan's job is morally put people down, and he entices us to sin, and sin create sickness. Now, I am not establishing sin is the result of all the sickness. Well, ultimately, sickness and diseases came into the earth because of sin originally. Now, sometimes we are weaker, our body pick up the bacteria and also able to not to resist the diseases. The inability to resist diseases is a result of sin, our body's inability. We were not created that way. We were created to be stronger, and there is no one Christian scientist who has a message on 89.9. And he talks about the bacteria were formed even after the fall of the human being. It can be true, because God perfectly created, recreated the universe. He recreated the universe and the earth for the residence of human being. There was no thorns, there was no bushes like afflicting the crops, and there was no evil, there was no anger, there was no hatred, there was no prejudice. None of those things existed. Now with the sin, all these things happens. Now when we go back to this leper, What he did is, because of his joy, he couldn't keep his joy, and he went and told everyone. Amen. So, and he did tell people. Well, I don't see that Bible says that Jesus had any problem with that. Now, I believe Jesus did not want to be publicized as to everyone come to know that he is the real Messiah, and maybe the crucifixion will not happen, and he will be trying, they try to hail him as the king, and then to have a rebellion against by the people against the Romans, and then Christ could not perform all what he wanted to perform for humanity. The salvation comes by the death of Jesus Christ. Amen. So Jesus came basically to destroy the work of devil. The works of devil is murder, killing, and destruction. That's what we hear today. We hear the horrendous violence which is happening against Israel. The weapons and armaments using against Ukraine, and they are trying to defend. Praise God. Now we see that the violence is committed. Satan created it in the last message, as I mentioned. The origin of all the violence and murder and massacre is coming from devil, the Lucifer, as it described in the book of Isaiah 14th chapter, and also Ezekiel 28th, where it described the fall of Lucifer and how he fell from glory. Amen. Now Jesus is the anointed one of the Father God by his Spirit to come to his earth and deliver humanity. Praise God. Every solution, every problem can be solved by the work of Jesus Christ. So Christ came, and he is compassionate. He hears the good words spoken by him. People were eager to hear his good words. He is kind and compassionate, loving the humanity for healing the sickness, release them from the possession of demon to see. And sometimes people followed him to see the miracles. Sometimes people followed him that he fed them. He provided food, and he said, I don't want you go hungry from here. Now, if you look at Jesus' ministry, John Gospel 3:23 and Matthew 3:13 describes when Jesus left his home and he got baptized by John the Baptist. Around age 30, he left his home. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert after the baptism. Now, at the baptism, we see Jesus was fully baptized by the Holy Ghost. Praise God. The Holy Spirit of God, praise God, which is the one in the Trinity, right, who himself gave empowering power to Jesus Christ to do his ministry. Jesus performed all the ministry after the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. Someone say, my question is, why Jesus being God, he was born in the power of the Holy Ghost. His presence, he came down from heaven as a spirit being, entered into the womb of Mary, took his birth, the conception taken place, and he grew as a baby and as a regular looking ordinary human child, and he grew up there. And at age 30, he leaves his house and goes to seek the will of God. Now, why did he did not do things before age 30? One of the opinions suggested in the Jewish world is that the most rabbis or teachers and preachers were not mature in the as an adult who will teach others until age 30. That was one of the saying, one of the established thing in the Jewish culture. Now, the second thing, some historians or Bible theologians believe that Jesus had other sisters and brothers. They were younger to him, amen, and he worked as a carpenter until age 30. Praise God. Well, that makes sense. Jesus had brothers and sisters. The Bible says that Jesus had, their names are given. They were Simon. They were Judas, Joses, or Hoses, and James. There were four brothers whose names were given, and also sisters, it mentioned. Their sisters, their names are not given in the Gospels. Now, out of the four brothers, we see James and also Jude became in the ministry, and they became the major part in the great work of God after Jesus has been resurrected. Now, we know Jesus called his disciples before he began to preach. Jesus preached the same message that John the Baptist had preached. Repent, repent, for the kingdom of God, heaven is near. Now Matthew chapter 4:12-17 and Mark 1:15 says the same verse, amen. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is near. Jesus continued preaching the message once John the Baptist was arrested by Herod Antipas. Amen. I mean, when John was arrested, he was in jail, Jesus just started the message of salvation. Now, what is salvation? That we need to repent of our sins. Jews and Gentiles, everyone, praise God, the message of salvation is about repentance and make a change in your life. Accepting God that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to save the humanity. So do you accept Christ and you repent on your sins and ask Jesus to give the Holy Spirit to have a successful life? Now, Jesus received His healing ministry. Now, question is, why He has to be baptized before His ministry starts? Now, that's God's sovereign power on Christ. God, even Lord Jesus was born of the Spirit, He Himself seeking the power of Holy Spirit of God for His ministry. Why? Now He is in the earth. He has taken the position of a human being. Now He needs to take the power again from God, submitting, surrendering to the power of God and the Holy Ghost of God. So Christ Himself was baptized in the water, and also He was baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now some people say, why do you need the baptism in the Holy Spirit? Didn't Jesus came into your heart and you got the Holy Spirit in you? Well, when Jesus is accepted, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit comes in your heart. Jesus is the way of salvation, and it's planned by Father, and it is initiated also by the Holy Ghost. Hear the word of God, also take part in it. The word you hear and you accept and you receive the message of salvation. Praise God. Those who accept Him as God, and you will receive, you will testify, you accept by your heart, and you will testify by your mouth, you will receive the eternal salvation. Now, Jesus was not only preaching the gospel, and He heals many, 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 many sick people also. We can see that in the Gospels, throughout the Gospel, and let's read one or the other portion here in Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18, here it says, as Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, He was choosing His disciples before even He started His ministry. Jesus is walking beside the Sea of Galilee. You remember, Jesus was brought up in Nazareth, which was around a village nearby the Sea of Galilee. Now, in Galilee, as a bigger territory, and many fishing villages, where one of them was Nazareth. So Jesus calls his first disciple, amen, Andrew and his brother Simon. They were casting net into the lake, for they were fishermen, amen. And Jesus calls them to follow Me, and there they follows Him, leaving the tent, the net, and the boat, and their whatever they had. And after that, He goes to and see James and son of Zebedee, James and John, two brothers, and He calls them and they follows Him. As soon as we see the next thing happens is, He goes to the synagogue and started preaching. And the good news is, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom and also healing every diseases and sickness. Jesus have healed every sickness and diseases among people. And he spread his all Syria and the nearby areas. People brought people with diseases, suffering severe pain, demon possessed, those having seizures and paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowd from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across Jordan followed him. Now, today I am here to tell you that Jesus can heal any of your illness. So in this little 2 minutes, I'm going to make a prayer that any of you like to receive that healing and receive the salvation from Jesus by believing in his death, resurrection, and he living in heaven for you, that you will receive eternal life. So first, believe in Christ. Accept him as your Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Father, I know I'm a sinner. I want to be saved. I believe in the Jesus Christ died for my sins and replaced in place of me, he died, and my sins have been forgiven and I accept it. Make me your child. Cleanse my heart. Purify me. Give me your Holy Spirit. And I thank you for doing this to me today. In Jesus' name I pray. Now, if you are sick today, you have any kind of illness, whatever the illness is, Jesus never asked you what your illness is. So I say, I pray right now for your healing. You believe in the name of Jesus. Whatever your situation is, it could be pain, it could be illness, it could be seizure, it could be any kind of diseases, cancer, or anything that you believe. If you believe this moment, Jesus heals you. Touch the part of your pain, touch your heart, touch your area you, if you think you can, and or you just say, God, I am coming to your presence right now. Heal me, touch me with your hand. Jesus, just like you touch the leper, he's going to touch you right now. I pray the healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise you. Amen. You have any questions, please send an email to me, pr.chackovictor@gmail.com. That's pr.chackovictor@gmail.com. Thank you and may God richly bless you.
Christ the blessed one is the world, wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is pr.chackovictor@gmail.com. That is pr.chackovictor@gmail.com.
When giants come calling my name, my God is so much bigger than troubles I face. Why would I hunger for power?